Abhay, welcome to Derry City. Was it an easy sell to you by Tiernan?
From the football side of things, it was very basic. You know, Derry, a massive club, and speaking to Tiernan and the staff here, they've huge ambitions and are very driven and organised about how they want to go about things and the vision they have for the club. And even here this morning, you know, my first time up in Derry, and we're training in such a great complex. For to have that is great, and really looking forward to it now.
What did they say to you? Did they sell Derry City to you, even though you knew the club? But
just probably his vision for how he wanted to go about things, and just how driven he is, and the organisation of things. Even, you know, getting this place sorted for us to have the best training facilities we can possibly have, so we can translate that onto a Friday night and leave nothing behind, and the calibre of players that he's brought in as well, and even the lads that had been here last year, the calibre of players that are here is, you know, I think we're looking to have a good season. And even training last week, my first weekend, standard of training was really high, and I think we'd be hopeful of having a really good year.
Well, there's a few players here you played with before: Maggie Duffy, Fats, Pat Hubin. Did you speak to them before the move?
No. Yeah, of course. Look, you're always going to do your due diligence, and you know they were really helpful, and couldn't speak more highly of the club, and you know I'm moving my family up here now, and looking forward to getting to grips with not only the football club but the city as well, and immersing myself in the life up here and the culture and learning about the city and its history. So that's exciting as well.
Of course, you said you're moving your family up. You just bought a house. You just had a wee child. So it was a big ask to ask the missus to up sticks and move.
Yeah, but she's very supportive. She's been great about it all, really helpful, and said she's for me whatever decision I decide to make. And once I got the okay there, it was really easy, because football-wise, it just seems like a good match for me at the moment, and where the group is, and knowing some of the players, as you said, and looking at the team, the last few years have been, you know, a real challenger. They haven't got over the line in terms of winning the league, but have won a cup and second 3 years ago, second the year before that, and then last year fourth. But realistically, we're the only real challengers as the season went on last year. So maybe a little bit been made of how the season ended last year for Derry, but I think overall, if you're looking at the bigger picture, there's a lot to be excited for.
Of course, you come here with vast experience. You've played in Europe, group stages, you've won league titles, and you'll be hoping to win another league title here, or get close to it, or a cup. You know, that has to be your ambition when moving up to here.
Yeah, look, they're the goals. I wouldn't be moving up if I didn't think it was a realistic possibility, but it's up to us to get things done. We'll have our vision for how we want to go about things and put that in place, and then if a team ends up being better, yeah, so be it, but just do the best you can to put yourself in a good position, and there won't be any stones left unturned for us doing that.
And finally for me, what can the fans expect from Robbie Benson?
Hopefully some great moments and nights that you will remember, be it whether we end up, you know, I think when you play across the season, individual moments that are big can be forgotten if, you know, only one team are going to win the league. So hopefully some big moments, and I'll be energetic, working hard off the ball, and just hoping to do my best on a Friday night and leave nothing behind me.